This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress elects leadership in three provinces under its province conventions. Parliamentary committee directs government to check people's movement along Nepal-India border areas to avoid entry of Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. And security forces kill 13 civilians amid ambush blunder in Indian state of Nagaland. Now, the news in detail. Nepali Congress leader Indra Bahadur Bania has been elected as the post of Bagmati province president. Likewise, Bir Bahadur Balair has been elected as Nepali Congress Far West province president and his panel won the election. Similarly, Lalit Jung Shahi and his team got the victory in Karnali province and Sutra Raj Sharma-led team won the election in Gandaki province. Meanwhile, Uddhav Thapa has been elected as the president of the Nepali Congress Province 1 committee. However, the election process in Province 2 has not been decided yet. The Education and Health Committee of the Federal Parliament has directed the government to check people's movement along Nepal-India border points to avoid the spread of Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. A meeting of the committee held at Singha Darbar yesterday also instructed the government to allow only fully vaccinated people with PCR report to enter Nepal. Pointing out the possibility of spread of Omicron variant due to the open border with India, committee president Jaipuri Kharti asked the government to adopt every possible measures to stop the spread of the variant in Nepal. On the occasion, Minister for Health and Population, Birod Khatiwada, said the government would leave no stone unturned to stop the entry of Omicron variant in Nepal. The health minister further informed that the government had increased the vaccine supplies to local vaccination centres across the country to ensure every citizen's access to the vaccines. Minister Khatiwada informed that a vaccination drive would be launched by the 15th of December to vaccinate all the remaining target groups, including students and the senior citizens, against COVID-19. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for effective implementation of the policies and programs aimed at eradicating social anomalies. Addressing a program organized by the Community Consumer Federation as a part of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, President Bhandari drew the attention of the concerned bodies to formulate necessary policies and laws and implement them effectively to end gender-based violence, stating that both women and men should work together to end the gender-based violence. The president underscored the need for discussion on laws and policies in the local levels. The newly elected office bearers of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, including party chairman Rajendra Lingdon, have taken oath of office. Lingdon was elected as the chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party by defeating Kamal Thapa. Leader Lingdon got 1,817 votes, while his rival Thapa received 1,617 votes. Party chairman Lingdon said the party under his leadership would promote the agendas of Hindu nation, constitutional monarchy, running a campaign throughout the country. He also vowed to end the factions in the party. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel addressed the 5th Indian Ocean Conference held in Abu Dhabi of the United Arab Emirates. Addressing the conference themed as Indian Ocean Ecology Economy Epidemic yesterday, Foreign Secretary Paudel highlighted the need of an enlightened approach for economic cooperation in the region, which could enhance intra-regional trade and investments. He stressed the need for international and regional support for the landlocked developing countries to enhance their capacity for reaping the benefits of the ocean by linking Nepal's highlands with the Indian Ocean with seamless hardware and software of connectivity. A total of 205 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population also recorded that 436 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, one person died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,541 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The World Health Organization says Omicron has been detected in 38 countries, but there are no reported deaths so far from the new COVID-19 variant. World Health Organization spokesperson Christian Lindmeier also said it is commendable that makers of COVID-19 vaccines are planning for the likelihood of needing to adjust their products to protect against the Omicron variant. World Health Organization chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan urged the people not to panic over the emergence of the Omicron coronavirus variant and said it was too early to say if COVID-19 vaccines would have to be modified to fight it. The emergence of the new variant was unwelcome, she said, but added that the world was much better prepared given the development of vaccines since the start of the pandemic. Tribal clashes between Arabs and non-Arabs killed at least 24 people on Sunday in Sudan's Western Darfur region, an aid group said. The fighting grew out of a financial dispute late on Saturday between two individuals in the Crinling camp for displaced persons in West Darfur province, said Adam Regal, spokesperson for the General Coordination for Refugees and Displaced in Darfur. Regal said Arab fighters known as Popular Defense Forces attacked the camp early on Sunday, torching and looting properties. At least 35 others were wounded, he said. Security forces in India's northeastern state of Nagaland have killed at least 13 civilians in an ambush near the border with Myanmar. BBC has quoted officials saying an army patrol mistakenly opened fire on miners returning home after work, killing 6. 7 more civilians and an Indian soldier are reported to have died when angry locals confronted troops. Soldiers from the Assam Rifles and Indian Army unit opened fire on a truck carrying 30 or more coal mine laborers near their camp. A protester has been killed in Mon district of Nagaland state after Indian security forces fired at people demonstrating against the killing of 13 civilians a day earlier in the northeastern state. Fresh violence erupted on Sunday after a big crowd of people marched to security forces camp in Mon town and started damaging and burning buildings, a state government official said. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Karnali province and Far West province. Partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of Karnali province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress elects leadership in 3 provinces under its province conventions. Parliamentary committee directs government to check people's movement along Nepal-India border areas to avoid entry of Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. And security forces killed 13 civilians amid ambulance blunder in Indian state of Nagaland. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.